Ja, fordi det, jeg synes, det er svært, fordi det er
Rauschenberg traveled extensively. And by extensively, I mean dozens of countries a year. He took photographs constantly, starting in the 80s, of everywhere he traveled. So in many ways, this work is a travelogue. There are images in here of women in Nepal. There are images from New York City. There are images from Amsterdam. Clear references to sort of Americana, but also exotic textiles and unfamiliar sites.
My father did photography from the beginning of his life as an artist. I feel like his way of working is based very much on what the camera teaches you. It's very much a photographer's point of view. You know, it's like, well, how can you put an old chair and a necktie and everything in a painting? How can you say that that's suitable for art? Well, this is what cameras do. They look at a bunch of things and they don't say, well, this is the Queen of England, that's important. This is a fire hydrant, that's not important. This is a chair, that's not important. This is Winston Churchill, he's important. Cameras don't do that. They think everything is equal.
Today, we all have on our phones filters and ways of doing all kinds of crazy things with photographs. But that really didn't start until the early 1990s. And Rauschenberg immediately latched onto the potential of this new digital printing process. He learned to scrape, to peel. He learned how to manipulate the bubbling of the surface. He turned this very mechanical digital process into something extremely fluid and painterly. I love the ice cream.